In this episode, you'll discover how to move your prospect through a customer journey with greater momentum so they buy más rápido.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. I'm in the studio feeling good. Had a really nice weekend with my girl. And look, there's some cool Wirebuzz developments happening behind the scenes that I just can't tell you about. I'm working on an outline for, the big stage speech of my life. More on that as we proceed ahead. And at the same time, I'm also working on the outline for the Todd book coming soon. Yep. Coming soon. So you could read it when you're in the bathroom. I mean, that's where most people read books nowadays, right? So let's talk in this episode about the Wirebuzz Momentum Method. Our strategy nerds and our copywriters are trained in the art of persuasion. This is all about when somebody comes to your website, how do you move them through the logical thought sequence? How do you get them, the visitor, to check off the relevant boxes that they've got in their head of data or of information, of product or service information that they need before they're ready to make a buying decision? So when you get traffic, hey, let's say that traffic comes from social media. It doesn't matter where it comes from. But let's say the traffic comes from social media and they, boom, you bring them to a landing page. From the top to the bottom is what I want you to focus on. I want you to think about that landing page, and I'm going to walk you through the Wirebuzz Momentum Method. The first thing at the very top of the page is, and there's going to be 5 points. You might want to write this down. The first point is, what does this target audience care about today? Now, notice this page did not start with, look at us. Look at our product. Our product is amazing. It doesn't start there. It's more like dating. Like if you want to develop a relationship with somebody, bow, bow, chicka, bow, wow, you don't start off with, look at me, I'm amazing. You start off with what somebody cares about today. So this is point number one in the Wirebuzz Momentum Method. What does this target audience care about today? This page is designed for one type of persona group. What do they care about today? Followed by the second step. What is the real problem that you solve? You're not even talking about your solution yet. You're just talking about what is the real problem that you solve. And all of that happens in limited text, point one and point two. That's like 30 words, 50 words max. Don't get crazy. Don't give people a wall of text. Wall of text gives people paralysis analysis. And what you want to do is build momentum, yo, to move people through your page so they buy at faster and faster rates. So you know, number one, what does this target audience care about today? Number two, what is the real problem you solve? And you use the text to transition people to the next step. Point three of five, why are the competitor options inferior? That's the third point. This is like midway down through the page. Why are the competitor options inferior? Now, the reason you need to do this is in today's world where 82% of buyers do not want to talk with a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision, you have to talk about competitors and you have to list the competitor limitations on your website. Or remember, I went back to the checkboxes. Your target audience, as they go through this page, will feel unfulfilled, like their questions weren't answered. And then, don, 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 they'll go on tour and research competitors until they know whose product has limitations. You do this. If you study, if you peel back your process that you go through, you do the same damn thing. And I want to make your life easier. In fact, I want to make sure that as you go through this process, you realize you've got to talk about the competitor options and why they're inferior before you can talk about the next point, which we'll get to in just a moment. But when you're talking about competitor options, typically this is when people look at me and they're like, no, dude, you can't be serious. We can't, no way. You can't expect us to be talking about our competitor on our page, man. And the truth is, your salespeople have already been doing this For eons, salespeople have been in the trenches, dug in, doing the dirty work on behalf of their business, their product, their service, or solution on a daily basis. They've been whispering it. You know, company XYZ, their product's inferior. And the reason that worked is because people need to know that. Because even back in the day, in the trenches, people, when talking with a salesperson, would check off the box. Think about the boxes of information people need to know. Why are the competitor options inferior is the third box. You don't have to address your specific client, though you should. You could tiptoe around it if you want. Legally, you might not be able to address certain things, but make no mistake of it. Your prospect is asking themselves, well, what's the difference between XYZ and this company? Like, why does XYZ product suck? Like, they're thinking it. So figure out how to say it in the classiest, most professional way possible. Discuss their limitations, and then, and only then, can you get to the fourth point. What is the fourth point in the Wirebuzz Momentum Method? Why is your solution the best? Ta-da! Like most businesses start their page right there, and nobody gives an F until they have aligned with you, until they understand the real problem, and then they discuss the competitor options and why they're inferior. And then and only then, point four now, why is your solution the best? It is the best. Why is it the best? And you address it and you make sure people know, and you do it with limited text because people don't read anymore, and you transition them through why your product is the best. And then you move them to the fifth point. The fifth point, well, let me just stop right here for a second. This is all like dating. You can't tell somebody why your solution is the best until you've successfully transitioned them through the other stages. Like, what do they care about today? And what's the real problem? And why are competitor options inferior? And then why are you it? It's the same basic thing. And dude walks into bar. This is the scenario. If dude walks into bar and he just walks up to hot girl and he's like, hey, I'm the best. Nobody cares. And that's the end of it. And she bails because she's mentally somewhere else. It's all about massive alignment and then moving people through the stage. So you already know stages 1 through 4 of the Wirebuzz Momentum Method. And then you address the fifth stage. The fifth stage is, what are the lingering questions or doubts that need to be knocked down in order for them to act? What are the lingering questions or doubts that need to be knocked down before they act? Those are like late stage hesitation questions that stall out at the bottom of the sales process. Those are like before and afters. There's no reason to evaluate a before and after earlier in the sales process. You got to know about the product. You got to care about it. And then, or what about, are there any deals? Can I finance this? Like, if you got an expensive product, can I finance this? That's a late stage question. What's recovery going to be like? Or how long is it going to take before I start seeing benefits? Or will this integrate with my existing dot, dot, dot? All of those are late stage questions. Point number five, what are the lingering questions or doubts that need to be knocked out before they act? Those are the top 5 points that you need to have on your page to move people sequentially through the Wirebuzz Momentum Method. But wait, there's more. Now, I mentioned earlier that you should use text in a limited way. You're going to say, well, that's kind of hard. Our product is difficult to explain. I can't do it in 5 points, dude. If you want to build momentum, challenge yourself to use text sparingly. Word economy is your friend. If you stall people out with too much, they'll slow down. Their ADD will kick in. They won't give an F, and they'll move on to something else like cat videos. So recognize you've got to be brief. You got to move them through the knowledge transfer in the least amount of time possible. And so let's think about this one step further. What's the video on the top of the page? It's an overview video. And what's the skeleton of that overview video, like not the script, but the scripting skeleton. What are the elements you need to get across and in what order? It's all of those points, 1 through 5. What does the target audience care about today? What is the real problem you solve? Number 3 is what are the competitor options and why they're inferior? Number 4, what's the best solution, which obviously is yours? And number 5, or what are the lingering questions or doubts that need to be knocked down in order for them to act? And that, my friend, is the WireBuzz Momentum Method, steps 1 through 5, for getting people to go through your sales process at faster and faster rates. Now, if you're trying to figure out how to get started in this new world and how to sell remotely to access restricted prospects, see how I did that? I used very few words to say a lot of things. Access restricted prospects, when I first started writing it, took like a paragraph to say that. Word economy is your friend. If you want to figure out how to sell remotely in this new world, we created a landing page for you that has me on that page inside of a video player like the monkey in the middle teaching you some of my best secrets for 20 minutes, knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb, so you can know how to sell remotely in this new world. You can get access to that page and it's for free. You don't even have to sign up. There's a form on the page, but just fill out the form if you want to meet with me or one of my top strategists on how your business can start selling remotely, closing deals in this new world like a friggin' boss. And you can get access to that page at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. I'll do it one more time. It's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Look at the videos, learn some of my secrets, sign up for a meeting if you think we could be of help, and I will continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in the world of video marketing and remote sales so you could be a video marketing master. Late.